Thank you, Allie. Good morning. We're going to be in, we're going to be all over today. We're in Hebrews chapter 12. No, I won't start with that. I'm going to end with that. Remind me of that. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2. It's where we left off last week. Hebrews chapter 2. And Father God, as we just still and quiet ourselves before you this morning, may the world remain silent. You, Lord, are on the throne. May we hear from you, each one of us, in our own personal way, Father. Corporately, as a body of Christ, may you show us, Lord, the seriousness of the word that we're approaching right now, the time that we're approaching right now. Father, help it to just increase our heart and our love for you. Our love for others, so many out there spinning into eternity that don't know you, Lord. So we just bow before you this morning. Open your word to us by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We left off last week in Hebrews 2. Let's just look at verses 4 through 6 this morning, and we'll see what God's got for us. The word of God. Hebrews 2, verse 4, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the Son of Man, that thou visitest him. What we've got so far as we have been looking at verses 1 through 4 in Hebrews 2 is a God that we serve who confirms his word first, signs following. I think Christianity, in part today, not all, have kind of gotten the cart before the horse. What we're interested in is signs and wonders this Sunday. They'll be here, signs and wonders. Come, watch the Holy Ghost move. Has God confirmed his word first in the heart of a believer? That's when God will show us things, because he says, blessed are those who believe and have not seen. These signs that still are going on, they're for us. For encouragement, they're for unbelievers to just verify the word that he's given to us. But let's make sure that we don't always just look for the signs and wonders and the miracles and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Let's look towards the giver first. And then we'll see these things follow. And I think what's happened over a course of a few years is, whatever the reason might be, abuse, lack of use, whatever, we don't see these gifts that I believe have not passed, and I believe the Word shows that. The gifts of the Spirit haven't passed. They're not over, and we'll get to that next week when we aren't in a Christmas sermon, maybe. They're still in effect. But God wants us to know Him. He wants us to love him first, foremost, and above all things. Then, just as a good father humanly does with children, he'll give gifts. He'll pour things out on us whether we deserve them or not. So what I want to do today is look. Now, we know, we've been hearing that we have a God that confirms his word. That means he, you know, people say, well, show me. Well, I don't know about that. Well, God is doing so much in each and every one of our lives on a daily basis that it's almost impossible to miss this God that's in heaven. This God who sent his only son, Jesus, who literally is God with us to this earth to help us even further until we get taken home with him. But we have a God so far that confirms his word, signs following, wonders, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit. As we've looked today a little further, 5 and 6 that we'll get to, we have this Jesus who is sovereign over the whole world. Wow, what angel, what other person, not just a local church or an individual, but a God whose Son, the third person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ, is the sovereign. That means he has power and authority over everything, remember that, in this world. That's the God that you and I know personally, who loves us. And in verse 6, when the psalmist, well, when the writer of Hebrews, I usually say Paul, but he's going back to Psalm 8, which we'll look at. This is God's love. This is the love that Jesus has for each and every one of us. What is man that thou art mindful? Or you, Jesus, that you would come and visit us? This is a, do we think about that? You know why he does that? Why does he do that? To catch us doing wrong? To punish us, as my mom, you know, Eileen, if you're watching, God's going to punish you. You guys have heard that. No, he came here because he loves us. And he knows that each and every one of us need help beyond what we usually ask for. Now, some of us guys, it's never ask for help. I don't know what that is. You'll go and help you'll help somebody build a house, but we won't ask for somebody to come help me lift this out of the back of the truck. We can do this. But Jesus knew our frame. God said they need help. We're going down there. And we're going to show them exactly how my word is in their lives. We're going to show them the signs and the wonders and the miracles and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We're going to prove the sovereignty over this world. But most of all, we're going to show how much we love them. This is what we're getting for a Christmas present. I wanted to take Hebrews that we've been looking at and kind of meld it into Christmas. And I usually don't veer from, we do book by book, verse by verse, chapter by chapter. But I feel Christmas being a week off, we can't miss what's going to happen on that day. Now, that's Saturday in our calendar. Was it Christmas? We can, you know, let's get beyond that. As Paul said, let's leave this, you know, the talk about baptism and this. Let's get down to the meat and potatoes of this. So what we're seeing is Christmas Day, whether it wasn't December 25th, we all know, right? What are we gonna, the shepherds wouldn't be in a field. It'd be the middle of winter and blah, blah, blah. This is a day that not only you and I, those that believe in this, celebrate this day, but if we look out there, to a degree, the world is celebrating the same thing. Our surroundings, bell ringers out in front of stores that sell Christmas trees and lights and everything else. They're not selling other items, let's say, because they don't believe in them. But you can go to most stores, and those goods are on the shelves, and I think there's just this little inkling of belief or hope or something that this, not that, not the tree, but this Christmas, this Christ, this Jesus is real. And when we get done, I hope it's as we that have already opened up that Christmas present, I pray that we go further than that this coming year to just give it forward, pay it forward, give it for free forward to somebody else, maybe just one other person. Saturday being Christmas, I want to join this text that we just looked at with the most wonderful event and the greatest gift that has ever been given to mankind, Jesus Christ. Now, I'm speaking to the choir, right? But isn't it good for us to hear this again, to get encouraged, and to maybe step outside that door? And I think, Tom, you said, hold our heads up high. Why are we, are you a Christian? Well yeah. Why do we hold our heads down sometimes? Why do we hold back in speaking about this God who loves us? What would give us any kind of hesitancy in that? I hope this year that with Jesus Christ and his word that we have to confirm to ourselves his promises, this year should be a year that each one of us has a new boldness. And boldness isn't arrogance. It's just a confidence It's being able to walk and step into an arena and say what you truly believe. So if we say we believe in this Jesus, and he is the greatest gift that's ever been given to mankind, and we get to celebrate that and give other gifts, that's what all of these, look at these gifts. I mean, gifts, we love them under the tree. How would you like to get that Saturday?
Mixed feelings.
This isn't funny for guys my age, but Huggies, depends, right? No. When we open these gifts, sometimes don't we think, what was that person thinking? Or is that just me? I've shared before, I got two gifts from my mother-in-law who right now is with the Lord, so she's probably not hearing this or doesn't even care. But every Christmas, Pat and I have been married 53 years. Every Christmas from the first day I went there, she gave me a turtleneck shirt. And I mean, I was a, you know, we're talking back in the 60s. You wore your shirt open with chains. What's a turtleneck shirt for a Christmas present? What were you thinking? And Pat just threw them all in a closet. Well, when I started snowboarding, Craig and I decided these turtlenecks are really good. They keep your neck warm. You can pull the thing up over your nose when you're cold. She gave me a briefcase one year. When she didn't see me wearing the turtlenecks, she thought I didn't like them. She gave me a briefcase, and and here I was, a hippie. What am I going to do with a briefcase? And I realized, oh, I got business I can do with this. But now they're my two prized possessions. I've understood the value of them and the worth of them. And I hope, in the humor of it, that we can see the value of Jesus Christ. I know we have, but even more so. See, this love that he has for us, it never ends. Our love should continue to grow. It should never get stagnant. It should always increase and increase. So I hope we see the value and the importance of this gift of Jesus Christ. He's the one who confirms God's word to us. Jesus Christ is the one who produces in us and through us and for us these signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. We don't do these. See, we're not manufacturers. We're just distributors. God does it. And he looks, he goes, that man right there is valuable to me, and he will give out. And boom, he gives you a little extra special thing. Oh, I know her. And there's a special gift, maybe a sign, maybe a miracle. He gives them out to each one of us who are faithful. He's the sovereign over the whole world. Not just Doug Gibney or your name put in there because you chose to believe in Jesus Christ, but he is the sovereign over this whole world. And one day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. See, we have these free wills, and God isn't going to force us. He's not going to press his son Jesus on any of us. He gives us that opportunity to hear his word, to see these signs, wonders, miracles, all these things, and then make a choice that I will follow Jesus. That's personal. That's my freedom. But he's going to be sovereign over this whole world to where even those who reject and scoff and deny, and it's nothing that they deserve, it's probably because somebody didn't take the time to spend with an individual to tell them of the love of Jesus Christ. And I think it's time now, the time that we are in with so much confusion that's going on around us, for us to have that boldness to speak about Jesus Christ this year. Watch for the opportunities. That's one of his signs. Boy, I'm just waiting to say something to somebody. And we wait and we wait and we wait. No, time's not right. No. Oh, not that guy. Oh, I wouldn't tell him. He'll get it. The signs are all around. What is the world coming to? What's going on? What do you think is happening? Why is it like this? Did you ever expect that we'd be living in a time like this? Those are little signs, aren't they? That God's saying, okay, talk. Talk to him. Tell him how much I love him. He's a God that one day is going to demand an answer from each individual. What did you do with my son? He's sovereign. He's got all power and all authority. Some might not like that, but, you know, it's too bad. Kind of like our dads, you know, we'd ask my father, we don't like that. We don't want to do that. Teddy and I would say to him, why are you doing that? Because. Because what? Because I'm the father and you're not. Boom, that was as simple as it was with John Gibney. There wasn't any questions after that. Whether you liked it or not, you turned around, you went to your room. But we still will have to deal with the Father one day. Every man, woman that ever has walked on the face of this earth. But most of all, this Christmas, as we open up these gifts, as we look at this time, we have a God who loves his creation. Let's remember that. He loves his creation. That's why he came. That's why he gave his life on that cross. And he loves us so much that he's willing to share it with us. He's willing to share his word. Have you ever thought of the responsibility? I mean, I do, knowing who I was and who I still am, that God, this word in my heart, being true, no loopholes in it, God trusted us with his word to give to somebody else. What a responsibility. That's like, you know, it's like somebody coming up to you today and just say, hey, would you do me a favor? You know, this is, this is Pennsylvania Avenue, the White House. Would you mind coming in and running the show today? I know you'd love it, probably, but that would be beyond our understanding, wouldn't it? That the government would ask you to, or me, to come in and run the world for a day. Well, God is asking you and I to speak to the world, to speak to our families, to speak to whoever it might be. Here first in our little families, here in our little town of Nederland. Then as we go to Boulder and Denver, and some of us are blessed enough to be missionaries and go all over the world. God trusts us enough, loves us enough to give us this word to give out. What a present. Or are we going to get a present like, you know, some of my presents? I got a nice present. I won't say what it is. Yet, I'm keeping it to myself because I don't want anybody running and saying, hey, can I try that? No, because I have to say no. Sorry. Like a little kid, mine. God says, I'm giving you this gift, Tommy, but it ain't for you, buddy. It's better than a fly rod. That's what you expect. Yeah, Tommy's trying to look at the package of a fly rod wrapped up like this. It doesn't work like it could be the pocket fisherman maybe in there. God loves us. He shares his creation with us. And we haven't seen anything yet. Amen. Nothing yet. This is our finite understanding of a Christmas to come on Saturday, of God coming in the person of Jesus Christ, loving me, living inside of me. We don't understand this. But I think if we spend time with him, and maybe a little more time this year, looking at his word, putting pieces together, connecting the dots, we will have a better understanding of this God who measures the span of the universe in his hand. He looks down, but yet he knows each and every one of us intimately, personally, loves us with an everlasting love. A God who says in his word that I knew you before you were born. I knit you together in your mother's womb. You're my poem. You're my workmanship. You are the one that I'm sending to just maybe one more person. These are things that I've been thinking of this week that I have in the past, but, you know, time and situation have kind of gotten in the way and just choked out my love, the way it was, or I know the way it could be, for this God who loves me beyond anything. And I'm hoping and I'm praying and I'm asking. See, because this gift, it doesn't come back, no returns. Once you accept it, there's no returns. He don't take it back. But before you open it up, you might just put it aside like that old turtleneck. I want to ask him to just, let me see in your word how this connects. Let me see even fuller the things that you've written to those that you love, to those that still have to accept this perfect gift. So let's just, we were looking at signs and wonders, and our word in Hebrews said that God confirms his word, signs following, right? So let's look at some of that. And maybe this year, like I said, connect the dots. The Old Testament, the New Testament, it's one big book. The Old Testament is Jesus Christ concealed, remember? The New Testament is Jesus Christ revealed. But they go together. He's not separate. Ma, you're going to have to go and get the bagels now. Excuse me for that. I told her I'd tell her when it was time. Maybe you can take someone with you. JJ, thank you, JJ. Ooh, my mouth just started to water a little when I thought bagels. Isaiah 7, verse 14. Most of us say, oh, yeah, I know. I know that one. I've read that so many times. No, let this one just be implanted into somebody that maybe doesn't know. But God, see, this guy is not just a God of our own making. He's a God who says what he means what he says. He does what he says. And that's the confirmation and the signs and the wonders. So way back, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Here was God and his word speaking to the world about sending his son. Verse 14 says, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. A sign. God confirms his word, signs following. So he's telling you, I'm going to send you somebody, and I'm going to give you a sign. Be watching. How many of us, you know, that's why I can't go to Denver. And Pat can't figure out why after 50 years of living here, I get lost in Denver. It's because I don't read the signs. I just think I know the way, and then they put up a new building or they wipe out a street that's a one, and it's like, where am I? And everything goes. See, but God is going to give a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us, God with us. God is with us. He hasn't left us. God isn't asleep on the throne. God spoke a word, I'm going to send you a son, and his name is going to be Jesus, Savior, Emmanuel. God, it's me. I'm with you through my son. Wow. What? You can all probably figure somebody in your life that's worthy of God's presence in their life, right? Saints, aunts, uncles who were, back in those days, they were considered religious people, remember? Oh, he's very religious. Don't cuss in front of him. Oh, he's very religious. Put that cigarette out, you know? What a respect, though, that we've lost in this time. It's gone out the window. But here's a God who is telling us that he is going to give us a sign, send a son. The miracle is wrapped in there if you see it. And what I want each one of us to do is go home and read these and then keep looking for the connecting dots. The next one, the signs, the wonders, the miracles, and the gifts are right there. He's going to give you a sign. A virgin will conceive. Well, how is that going to happen? It's because he's God. Well, I don't know if I believe that. I want to get to a point where I heard a pastor, I don't know who his name, it might have been J. Vernon McGee. If God said that Jonah swallowed the whale, I'll believe that. Not that the whale swallowed Jonah. If God said it, I want to believe it. If it's in here, then I want to believe it. But signs, wonders, miracles, and the gift is Jesus Christ. We're looking too much. How come you guys don't like speak in tongues and jump around and do things on Sunday? If God is moving that way, he's going to move, and I'm getting out of the way. But just to do it, to pacify our emotions, perspiration doesn't take the place of inspiration. God is going to do this. So here he is, this God, as we read in Hebrews, who signs, wonders, sending a son who's going to control the governments. That's everything, not just Netherlands town hall. Everything is coming one day, and people need to hear that. Turn, if you would, to Isaiah 9. And that one is another one that we all know. But again, like I said, Doug, I was feeling God this week just saying, connect the dots. Is there any question in your heart or mind? And there are questions in my heart and my mind. I know what some of you there are. But I want to get to that point where I just, God, I don't see it, but I'm going to believe it. God, I don't understand it, but I'm going to believe it until you give me understanding. So here he says again, for unto us, in 9, verse 6, a child is born. That's Jesus. For unto us a son is given. What a gift. What a great, great Christmas present. The government shall be upon his shoulders. So we're worried. I scream at my TV. I don't know about you. Pat moves everything off the coffee table because she knows sometimes I get up and I flip out. And there's days that I actually feel like taking something. I've said it before, I want to bring back the foam brick. Anybody want to go into business? You had Pope on a rope and stuff like that. Remember? A foam brick. I just want to throw it at the TV for what's happening. What happened to the world that I was born into? What happened to this world? Well, you know, I started to realize what happened is God's plan is coming to fruition. That's what's happening. Amen. It's not just because we're letting it go to pot. It's not, you know, it's God's work, his hand, his word. And now there's going to be some signs and wonders and miracles. But there's still Jesus Christ. But anyhow, the government will be on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, comma. So we say Wonderful Counselor. His name is Wonderful because he's full of, that's what wonderful is. There's wonder after wonder after wonder that goes on. Counselor, you got trouble? Why pay $90 an hour to somebody? Go to the Word of God. And why pay for 7 years that $90? This is free. Come, all of you who are thirsty. Come if you don't have any bed. Free. He's offering that to us. He's a wonderful counselor. And if we have people in our families or friends or workers that have problems or we can bring them to this word. We just have to know where. Look, this is what God says. Give it a try. Wonderful counselor. The mighty God. Wait a minute. The child is the mighty God. Yes, yes, and people just still do not hear that today. I believe in God, but not Jesus and the Holy Spirit. They have a form of godliness, the word says, but denying the power thereof, the power is the Holy Spirit of God. It's Jesus Christ himself. Wow. The everlasting Father, how long is everlasting, I wonder? I was never good at math, but how long is everlasting? How long is eternal? You know, we have these questions. Well, I don't know about eternal security. Well, wait a minute. He would have put partial on that. It's the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And I don't know about you, but when I came out of the 60s and 70s, all I ever wanted was peace. How about you? My system ran crazy. My heart ran crazy. My mind was always yelling and screaming. And all I ever wanted was, I just want to be at peace. And, you know, I'm a child of Woodstock, you know. Not that kind of peace that the world offers. Jesus Christ is saying, I'm going to bring you a peace that's going to calm the storm in your heart. I'm going to bring you a peace that's going to calm the storm that's in your mind. I'm going to bring you a peace that no matter what's going on around you, you'll be at perfect peace if you stay in my presence. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. No end. It didn't stop there. It's still going today then. And Christmas Day, when we all open up our gifts and we share with our families, this peace, this government that we're so worried about is out of control, which it is. And I'm going to say that. It's out of control. They're out of their minds. But you know what? God's only going to let that go so long. Because he is in charge of that government. And there's going to be no end upon the throne of David, upon the kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth forevermore. And the foolishness of my other question, how long is evermore? Didn't stop. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Wow. He's going to do what he says. Turn to Matthew. Oh, look at what time it is already. It's Christmas. Matthew 1. Let's look at that. And we got to wait for the bagels anyhow. You know what? I'm going to change that to Luke chapter 2. You got those pages unstuck. That's good. You're there now. Read that this morning when you get home this afternoon. Matthew chapter 1, 18 through 23 talks about Jesus Christ. Talks about this beautiful gift. This is the whole beginning right here of Christmas. So Luke chapter 2, 18 through 20. And read that whole chapter if you have that time. Remember, Paul said in Hebrews that you and I ought to give the more earnest heed to those things that we've heard and seen, at least at any time they slip or they drift. How will we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? And here, Luke, Dr. Luke, is repeating to a degree God's word, confirming it to us, showing it to us. And all they, verse 13, that 18, that heard it, wondered. Signs and wonders. There's still a lot of people wondering, is this true? We can't believe anything we hear anymore. One day you hear this and you put the news on tomorrow and all of a sudden that whole thing changes. This is the new truth. And then tomorrow there'll be another new truth. And all they that heard it, they wondered, is this Jesus Christ true? Could this be real? See, it has to go to wonder. You have to start asking yourself. And if you're here in the house today or you're watching on your Google pad there, start wondering. Do some critical thinking. Don't let the government do your thinking for you. Don't let a family unit do your thinking for you. Don't let neighbors or workers do your thinking for you. Let's think for ourselves. Let's start to wonder and pass that on. But they wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and proclaimed them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they heard and seen. Wow. As it was told unto them. We get into this word, we're going to see it. I'm going to speed now. Revelation 3. I can't just say for bagels, we're going to stop. Revelation chapter 3. What a promise. And remember I said, you know, what were the things we said? Signs, wonders, miracles, signs of the Holy Spirit, gifts of the Holy Spirit given to us. A God who's going to be in charge of the government forever. And a God who loves us. A God who has a plan for us. And I saw this week in Revelation 3, we've all read this, but listen to this at this Christmas time, because I think we're so close to the time of Christ's return for his church, his promise, not mine, not Calvary Chapel's theology, but God who will confirm his word. In Revelation, he's talking to the churches, and in verse 10 of chapter 3, he says, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from." Now, if you've got a king, I'm sure it says from there. This is important because the Greek word, there's two Greek words. From is this word ek. That's where all of the words start from. And ek means out of. And there's also a word through. Through, which is dia in the Greek. I almost sounded like the guy in my big fat Greek wedding. Everything is a Greek, right? Give me a word. From and through. There's a difference. And here, God, in the gift that we have been given, God says, you've kept my patience. Also, I'll keep you from. Ek. I'm going to take you out of the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the world, not just a certain few bad people. Oh, I don't care about God. He's going to send me to hell. No. There's something coming on the whole world, the word of God says, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast. Don't let any man take your crown. We need to do our own thinking. And if you're watching and you not in a relationship with Jesus Christ, I'd ask you today, wonder about what you're hearing, wonder about what you're reading, take it to God. He says, come now, let us reason together, you and I. That's logic. Reason together. And he says, even though you're stained red, I'm going to wash you white as snow. That's what's coming under that tree. That's what's already here in most of us, but we need to share that. Second Chronicles. Yeah, I'm going to do that one. Second Chronicles 20. Sorry for rushing. A God who's in charge. God who's going to be in charge. God who is going to one day make it all right. And here was Jehoshaphat at this time. And remember, the word is not always to us. It was to a specific group, to specific individuals. Not everything is to us, but everything is for us. There's an application. And for today, for this greatest gift that's ever been given to mankind, I just pray that we understand this. Jehoshaphat, with everything, the war, remember there was a battle coming against them in this chapter, if you read it. And what there were people that were in fear. There were people that said, man, this great army is coming. What are we going to do? And if I look at today, we've got people who are in fear. And believe it or not, whether we're going to be here for it, there's a great army coming after us. Russia, China, let me say those things. I'm not saying it. God says it. Meshach, Tubal. They're going to take a hook and put it in the jaw of the bear and pull it down. Pull it down from the north. Put those areas into today's nations and whatnot. So there is fear and there's wars and there's rumors of wars and there's things that are collapsing and falling apart. But when Jehoshaphat stood in front of the congregation, well before God told him, just like he's going to tell some of us, this battle is not yours. Stop. You know, he wants me to stop complaining, stop saying things about people I don't even know and who will never even come to my house out of the White House. He wants me to stop that because he's in charge of the government. So I'm speaking against him. Jehoshaphat, I think, understood that to a degree. And he says in verse 6, as he stood before the congregation in the house of the Lord, and he said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? That's a question to wonder about. Is he the God that's in heaven? The God. Capital G. Are you not God? Not many. Not whatever you want to. There's one God. There's one salvation. There's only one name under heaven by which a man or woman must be saved. And that's the name Jesus Christ, who is God. Emmanuel with us and Lord God of our fathers. Are you not God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? Yes, he's in charge of the government, we heard. And that's the government to come too. And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none, underline that if you feel free, none is able to withstand thee. So why am I so worried? If God's got a plan, it's a plan of good. And God's got a plan that he wants me to spend eternity with him. He wants me to spend eternity with those that have passed, my mother, my brother, my daughter, who have all gone before us. And some of you have sons and wives and husbands that have gone. This is a God who wants to spend eternity again the way he had planned it originally. There's none that are able to withstand his hand. Whatever toy we buy, whatever mechanical unit, it's going to break down. Everything that we can give as a gift is going to fall apart, be neglected, thrown aside, rust, rot. But give them to me anyhow. I love presents. I love giving presents, but I love getting presents, you know? That was out of one of our kids' plays, and I thought, that's me. I love getting a present. I don't care how cheesy it is. Just give it to me. A can of Spam makes me so happy. And some of you laugh, you know. I've got a stock of Spam that, boy, when the market closes, we're in, folks. I got it. This is the Christmas gift to the world. Some of us have already received it. And I guess the last thing is, you know, the greatest gift that's ever been given to mankind. We all know John 3:16, don't we? We see it at the football games, the baseball games. Somebody's standing there with a sign. John 3:16, a sign. Jesus said, I'm going to confirm my word with signs. And I wonder how many people, John 3:16, I wonder what that is. You got a Bible? Oh, I got one somewhere. You know, they look. John 3:16. And you know this in your heart, I know it, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would be perfect and without spot or whoever would believe in him should not perish or die, but have everlasting life. Pass that on to somebody. Pass it on. Or you have the freedom today to reject it. And don't get frustrated with people when we tell them about the greatest gift that's ever been given to mankind. People who don't know Jesus, it's just ignorance. They haven't been told. They haven't been walked through it like you and I were at one time. I can't tell you how many people it took to convince Doug Gibney of Jesus Christ, the threats that I made against him before I accepted him, the life that I lived before him that wanted nothing to do with him. And now I want everything to do with him. I want him to do everything with me, with you, with those that are in our families that we say we love. But there are going to be some that here's a warning that I think should be attached to John 3:16. And let's hear that one again. I want to hear it. You tell me. Isn't that beautiful? You ever try to start something like with happy birthday, how terrible it is at first? You know, that was beautiful. But listen to this. This should be attached. Hebrews 12:25 says, if you don't want to listen to all that, and if you don't think this is the greatest gift, the same God speaks a word through the writer of Hebrews in 25 that says, see that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refuse him that spoke on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaks from heaven. Wow. God's speaking today. He said, I love you. I love you. Thank you, Lord, for your love towards us. That's what it's all about. It's not gifts or the food or the decorations. Those are beautiful, and I love them, Father. My grandkids and my great-grandbabies, I can't wait to see the joy on their face when they see what Pat has done with a tree and all of our decorations. But Lord, I just can't wait for the day that we all enter in and that you see the joy on our face. So thank you for the joy that was on your face when you endured that cross. For each and every one of us. Help us this season before maybe the coming of the new year to go from the cradle to the cross and just see that beautiful story that you've written out for us. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 No bagels yet. Going to worship the Lord. Let's stand and worship and...